to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/newsletter. In this issue, the Angel Co-Fund, more government money for more businesses in more areas of Britain. Staying anonymous, the search engine that claims to run the tightest ship on the internet when it comes to protecting your privacy. Name That Star, the suggestion email box where you too can name a newly found heavenly body. Angel Delight. A still expanding £100 million business funding scheme is opening its coffers to more British companies with high growth potential. The Angel Co-Fund, which provides investment capital for businesses with the potential for rapid growth, can now be tapped by companies from anywhere in the UK. Previously, only high-growth businesses in specific geographical areas were eligible for funding. Now, a £50 million finance boost from the government's Business Bank Initiative will see the fund being open to businesses from all parts of the UK. The fund works in partnerships with groups of business angels to help companies reach their full potential. The Angel Co-Fund typically makes investments of between £100,000 and £1 million in each business, but only investing companies alongside business angels willing to at least match the government's stake. To date, the fund has invested some £10 million in 27 businesses, with business angels adding a further £40 million. Commenting on the expansion of the scheme, Business and Enterprise Minister Michael Fallon said, "The government is determined to encourage investment in enterprise and unlock access to the capital that firms need to grow." For more details, see angelcofund.co.uk. Biohackers. What if we use trees to light our streets instead of street lamps? That was the outrageously simple question posed by a recent campaign on the crowdfunding website Kickstarter. The proposal was to produce plants that glowed in the dark by inserting genes from bioluminescent bacteria into the DNA of a small plant called Arabidopsis thalania, and from there to engineer a tree that could illuminate its surroundings at night. When the project's proposers proposed to send packets of genetically altered Arabidopsis seeds to anyone who pledged more than £25, the scheme immediately took off with investors. By the time the Kickstarter effort ended, over 8,000 backers had pledged almost $500,000. But the Kickstarter campaign to genetically engineer a growing plant and distribute its seeds to a Johnny Appleseed army of guerrilla gardeners across the country raised urgent questions about the ethical responsibility of DIY scientists in the brave new world of synthetic biology. Read more at eastbayexpress.com. Greenfields Broadband. Patches of ground only 5 metres square will soon be sprouting the best-paying perennial cash crop in rural Britain. Communications mast to improve the nation's mobile phone and broadband coverage. But farmers are being urged to seek professional advice before allowing masts on their land. The government's £150 million grant to improve coverage will require the construction of communications masts on farmland to improve coverage in black spots. Broadcast company Arqiva has been awarded the contract to deliver the coverage, but rural business and telecoms firm Fisher German has urged farmers not to sign up for their land to be used without first seeking professional advice. There can be unexpected side effects, such as when microwave links from telecoms masts crisscrossing an acreage disqualify other land nearby from being used as a wind turbine site, for example. Fisher German said, landowners should choose areas that may be suitable to host communication equipment with great care, and if they are approached by any agency, get specialist advice on winning the best rental income and lease terms they can. Wales, Lancashire and Aberdeenshire are likely to be the first areas to benefit from the government scheme, with masts constructed by 2015. For more information, see farmersguardian.com/57921.article. Civil Servants Online Away Days. Government employees at DEFRA spend 750 man days per year on Facebook, as well as thousands of hours on news and cricketing websites, an investigation has revealed. DEFRA, the Ministry of Agriculture as was, is the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. The figures, released in response to a Freedom of Information request, showed that within a six-month period, DEFRA civil servants logged 5.25 million page views on Google, 4.1 million page views on Facebook, and 2.8 million visits that took off from the BBC's homepage. The staff's other favourites over the 6 months included Amazon.co.uk with 1.06 million page views, cricket site ESPNcricinfo.com with 829,220 views, and YouTube.com with 808,131 views. Read more at itv.com/news. Social media shortcuts. Did you know that if you press Alt plus 1 when browsing Facebook, you'll be taken to your homepage, or that Alt plus 2 brings up your profile page? Knowing keyboard shortcuts like these for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Google Plus can save you lots of time. Social media benchmarking and analytics toolmaker Quintly.com has an information-packed infographic that brings all the shortcuts together for easy reference. Read more at Quintly.com/blog, then view, save or print the illustration, or use the embed code provided to bring the infographic to a web page near you soon. Wikipedia wants you. Wikipedia is introducing changes to entice more contributors. The Wikimedia Foundation hopes that new features will encourage more people to contribute to the crowd-sourced free encyclopedia. Last month, the site launched version 1.0 of Visual Editor, a new way to edit pages. In the past, editing Wikipedia required people to learn Wiki Markup, the syntax and keywords used by the MediaWiki software to format encyclopedia page content. Existing editors don't have any problem with it and are objecting to the new system as buggy and unnecessary. But Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales told a launch audience in London recently that the Wiki user interface was too primitive and excluded too many people. You click on edit and you get plain text, but with lots of code in it, he said, and described Visual Editor as a much more familiar interface, adding, now when you click edit, you get something that looks very much like any word processor. You can change things easily and do whatever you want. Also central to Wikipedia's attempts to entice new editors is its mobile strategy. Although reading Wikipedia on a mobile device is not a problem, editing can be challenging. Wales said that his development team was already working to improve that experience. The Wikimedia Foundation will be hosting its annual international conference, Wikimania, in London next year, where it will discuss developments in more detail. The company is hoping to attract 10,000 people to the event, and Wales predicted that it would be the most outward-looking Wikimania we've ever had. For more details, see theregister.co.uk. Access Wikipedia offline. Kiwix is a free offline reader that makes web content, especially Wikipedia, available without using an internet connection. It is a portable solution for desktop systems using Windows, Mac OS X and Linux, and for Android-based devices. You can use it to download Wikipedia content, so that you can browse the encyclopedia's pages at any time, even if you are offline. In developing countries, Kiwix is installed in schools, universities and libraries that either don't have broadband internet access or can't afford to use it much. Elsewhere, people use Kiwix for many reasons, not least because it is small and efficient and works well on old and limited hardware, as well as across a range of operating systems that includes Android in addition to Windows, Apple Mac OS X and GNU Linux distributions. Check out kiwix.org/wiki. The official planet namer wants you. What do you think Neptune's newest moon should be called? The International Astronomical Union has begun taking suggestions from the public to name celestial bodies. The Paris-based arbiter of cosmic nomenclature says it will henceforth be listening to the voice of the people. Just weeks after it rejected a popular choice for the name of a Pluto moon, Vulcan, after the home planet of Spock, campaigned for by Star Trek actor William Shatner, Captain Kirk in the TV series, the IAU has given its stamp of approval to public campaigns to name newly discovered real estate in outer space. The IAU fully supports the involvement of the general public, whether directly or through an organised vote, in the naming of planetary satellites, newly discovered planets and their host stars, reads an IAU task group statement published online as a PDF 2 weeks ago. The IAU does not consider itself as having a monopoly on the naming of celestial objects. You can send your ideas to iaupublic@iap.fr. For more details, see iau.org. Beam me up some data, Scotty. Scientists cannot yet beam objects or humans through space, a feat often featured in science fiction films and commonplace for the crew of the Starship Enterprise. They have, however, managed to teleport some information for the first time. In a study published in the current issue of the scientific journal Nature, researchers at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, ETH, in Zurich, describe how they were able to teleport information from one corner of a computer chip to another. Admittedly, this was only a short distance, less than half an inch, but it was done without using a physical carrier. Usually in telecommunication, information is transmitted by electromagnetic pulses. In mobile communications, for example, microwave pulses are used, and it's optical pulses in fibre connections, explained head of study Professor Andreas Wallraff. In contrast, the newfound quantum teleportation method does not transport the information carrier, but only the information. This is possible due to the quantum mechanical properties, in particular the entanglement established between the sender and the receiver. For non-physicists, entanglement constitutes a magic link between the two parties that exploits the laws of quantum physics. Mashable.com has more explanation. Google disables Microsoft YouTube app. A bitter row has broken out between Google and Microsoft over the software's company's Windows Phone YouTube app. Google has blocked users from watching videos via the app, saying it violates its terms of service. Microsoft says the objections were manufactured and Google was deliberately sabotaging the Windows Phone platform. In a blog post entitled "The Limits of Google's Openness," Microsoft lawyer David Howard asked Google to lift the block. "Google's objections to our app are not only inconsistent with Google's own commitment of openness, but also involve requirements for a Windows Phone app that it doesn't impose on its own platform or Apple's." He added, "It seems to us that Google's reasons for blocking our app are manufactured so that we can't give our users the same experience Android and iPhone users are getting. The roadblocks Google has set up are impossible to overcome, and they know it." In a statement, Google defended its actions. "Unfortunately, Microsoft has not made the browser upgrades necessary to enable a fully featured YouTube experience and has instead re-released a YouTube app that violates our terms of service. It has been disabled." Read more at blogs.technet.com/Microsoft_on_the_issues. Search Engine of the Month. Startpage is a search engine reaping the benefits of post-Snowden privacy concerns by claiming to be the world's most private search engine. It uses Google's results, but protects the user from data recording and tracking cookies. The site suggests lots of reasons to worry about our choice of search engine and why we need protection from identity theft and government surveillance, and offers this reassurance. When you search with Startpage, we remove all identifying information from your query and submit it anonymously to Google ourselves. We get the results and return them to you in total privacy. Your IP address is never recorded, your visit is not logged, and no tracking cookies are placed on your browser. When it comes to protecting your privacy, Startpage runs the tightest ship on the internet. Check out startpage.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.